Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, and Brother Freedom has just arrived, and he has a real heavy weight of a message upon him again. And I'm just going to pray, and then he's going to release that message because it's a very heavy one, and it's weighing him down. Father, we just thank you, and I praise you for what you did just on Sunday. The mighty hand of God, the mighty power of the Holy Ghost came down. Lord, I'm not even worthy to be in this room, but I want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege that I can be here to witness these wonderful things from heaven as we get ready for your return. Lord, thank you that you're anointing Brother Freedom. Lord, I pray that you'll help these listeners to really listen because, Father, this is something special from the throne room of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your goodness. Father, I don't know what you want to do, but you just take over. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day in a very powerful way, says the Spirit of God. I've called forth my people to rise, to be a light that shines in this last hour. My people are walking holiness and are walking separation of sin. They're to know their Lord, their God, and walk in his testimony, in his power, in his strength, that they will walk in a freedom that they have with my mighty Spirit upon them. And they will testify of me, and they will move through me, and let me work, and they'll see my works be completed in this last days. For I say perilous times are coming, days of unsettledness. Uncertainties is here, a day of trials, a day of troubles, a day of sufferings, a day when things are not solid. They're very movable by the elements, very movable by the things, the principalities, the things of this world. And I say I've called my people to be a testimony in this last hour. That they would walk bravely under my mighty hand, and they'd be subject to no other power but my Spirit, and they forsake the self that's in them. I say the self is what's in my churches so strongly, and I say my churches, you've got to release that self, you've got to follow my Spirit, thus saith the Spirit of God. For I say self is the leader, and I say it's not to be self no longer. You're to humble yourself. You're to walk in my strength. Learn to hear what saith my Spirit to thee about these situations. For I am going to speak in this last hour, and I'm going to speak mightily. For did not I say that I would give thee, have the word of wisdom, I would have the word of knowledge, I would have these things that come from heaven? Am I able to speak to my people? It says, my word, this is the part of my Spirit. Like some of you don't hear this because you don't have my Spirit like you should. You need to grow deeper. Those of you that know me, you need to grow deeper. You should seek me. You should get on your knees and pray constantly until you get endued for the old time power. That time power that was here began many years ago. And many have been around it, but you never really moved in it. But I wish this day that my people to take advantage of what I've given you. For I've shared to thee what's happening in this nation. I've told thee of the things, the calamities, the things that are coming. But I say my people need to wake up. They need to be ready. They need to be alert. They need to stand strong in my power. And they should not be so judgmental as my people are. My leaders, if it's not your way, you think there's no way. But I say, I'm coming for a people. It's going to be one mind, one spirit, one direction. And if you can't get along here, you're going to have a hard time getting along up there. So I don't know, my people, you need to wake up. You need to search for me. For I'm speaking this day by my power, I say, by my Spirit. Thus says the Spirit of God. Cannot you understand this? I say, some will question this service, but I am with it. I say, I've moved mightily on this man this day. And I said, he didn't even know where he's at, basically. For I'm here to move by my mighty spirit. I'm here to touch you. I'm here to have fellowship with you. I'm here that you might rescue those who's in darkness that you've allowed to go the wrong direction. I'm going to help you to help them to come back to the right track. Help them to come back my way. For you've spoken softness of hearts. You show them the easy way. You showed them the way of most convenience. And I say, we're most in all, you shared for the money animals. You wanted the prosperous way. But I say, very shortly, there might be very few that's prosperous. I say, you need to abide in my word. You need to abide in my spirit. You need to call upon me as you've never called before. You need to search for me. You should look for me because I'm coming. My coming soon. Why does thou hesitate to tell others? And why does thou even scoff many times about my coming? I say my coming is very soon. And my coming is very sure. Thou must come, my people. Those who are called by my name, if you'll humble yourselves and pray and seek my face and turn from thy wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive thy sins and heal the land. Come, my people, rely not on thyself. Rely not on thy denomination. Do not rely on that church building thou livest in. For I'm taking that, removing the things where you hide in. I wish everything to be in open. I wish thou to be before me, because I seeth all things. I know all things. I am all things. For I've seen this day afar off, and I've made this day happen. I sought for a man many years ago for this day to come to pass. You may question it, but I have done it so. You may not believe in it, but it's here. If you receive, you're going to have. If you receive not, you're not going to have. For I'm here to bring blessing to those who will receive me. For those that will not receive me, they're going to go. They'll receive rejection. And I don't want you to be rejected. I want you to walk in my love. I want you to walk in my fellowship. I want you to walk in my guidance and my direction. I say my church should shine brightly in these last days. I say you should be so full of me that your joy, my joy is your strength. And I say the enemy would be afraid of you because you're so full of my spirit. You would walk in my victory. You would walk in my promises. You would walk in my word. You would walk in my spirit always. That your flesh would not be seen no longer. That your nakedness would not be seen. You'd be healed and walk blessed. You would walk with my ministry upon you. You would walk with my anointing upon you. You would walk with my calling. For I calleth. I say, thou dost not know who I call. And why dost thou lay hands on some and others you reject? Because you're hearing from yourself. But I say, I, the Lord thy God, have caught these callings, and I am the one that is the leader. I am the one that why it's all so. I am the one that give my son. And yet, that is what you've given, but yet he has paid a price that you might live. And he freely said in his word that it's needful for him to go away because he's going to send it to me, the Father. But I say this day, and he said, greater is that one he that's in you. That same spirit that lifted up him will lift us up in this day. And he sent forth the spirit, and I, the Father, send forth the spirit to this nation and the world that they might be redeemed, they might be touched. My people reject it. My people do not want it. But I say, church, awake. It is the move of my spirit. It is my time. The point of time. Come before it's too late. For I still loveth thee. I've never I have never stopped loving thee, my people. I have never stopped loving thee. I will always love thee. For I say I am the, in the book of James says, for I longeth for that day of my fruit to come to harvest. I longeth for that day that my saints will come home. I longeth for that day that my children will be in my presence, and I'll rejoice with them, and they'll rejoice with me. It'll be a wonderful day. I say the enemy is the one that is trying the hearts, and I let it be so because I had to let men be tried upon earth. But that day is coming down. The times of a showdown. That day is appearing when he's going to be bound for eternity. And those marks hopefully are not upon one of thee, my people. For he has great vengeance. And he comes upon those to bring troubles to this world. But I've given you strength. I've given you power to overcome. I've given you the anointing. And I've given you greater is he that's in you. And you've thrown away this greater part, many of you. But I still give thee time to repent. Repent, for I, the Lord thy God, have chosen this day and spoke to thy heart in a very clear way. You should be able to understand this message this day. For I say, this man was in great troubles this day before he was ready. Because I was troubled his heart because of this message. But he's delivering that message right now. It's by my command. And I'll bless those that receive. And those who receive me and receive this word, I shall anoint thee. And I shall let thee go forth as a people. But I tell you, my people, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm here to bless thee. I'm here to give thee strength. For I'm here to give thee power. I'm here to bring witness. I'm here to uphold thee. Mighty. Oh, come a seat in a mukana. For I'm the Lord, I'm going to tell you a story in a minute. I know of a young lady. Her name is Janine. You don't even know her. But I've called her that my ministry should be upon her. And I'm calling others, and I'll call you the same way. Here just a few months back, she was in harm's way. But I set her free, and I put a call in her life, and I shall do the same for you all over. And come to me and seek me, and I'll move mightily. Come, my people, come, 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 for I love thee. Rejoice in me, and I shall save thee. Come, my ones, and I'll touch thee afresh and anew, and I'll give you strength forevermore. Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this wonderful day. Father, I thank you for speaking to your people in a mighty way. I pray that you'll let them see that your coming is very soon. I pray that you'll bless this day. Bless mightily this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Amen. And Janine, God loves you this day, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.